not talk about the origins, where he was deeply involved, but about the successes.
Okay, first of all, I apologize. This is going on really long. I purposely made a really short talk because I figured John Clark could go on a lot longer than he did. Was I wrong? So I am going to blast through this so people can make their 3 o'clocks. So some of my background is, you've heard a little bit about it. I was deeply involved in the Tree Fruit Technology Roadmap and working from the stakeholder side early on. I've been involved with SCRI as a panel member and manager. I am currently involved as a co-PI in some projects, and I'm also the proud PI on a couple that have been rejected recently. So I know how intensive the competition is, which is a good thing. At the same time, we need to have a lot more money than $80 million a year. I think most of us, when we think about SCRI, the biggest success is that, oh, it's that, oh, it's that. So that's true. We can't do anything on good looks and good thoughts. We've got to have some resources to do it. And we've been really grateful as a community to receive that investment from the USDA. Another thing that I think was a big success is we all got to work with logic models. So everybody in here now knows what we're talking about. And I, in fact, think it's a great way to approach the kind of research that we want to do. And this is a little bit of a joke, but I think it, when you start from a sketch like this, you kind of know where you're going and you have accountability along the way. We've already talked about some of the unique aspects of the SCRI approach, stakeholder-driven, which was to me the single most important thing in the beginning, the Specialty Crop Farm Bill Alliance. It's hewed to that course, and I was really glad to hear the staffers talk about how important that was to them and their bosses. The proportionate scale, we're finally getting enough money where you can do more than fill the pickup truck with gas all summer long. We can ask big questions and get some of those answers, fail big time or not, or succeed big time, but we finally have the resources to make it bigger. Extension is not a little donkey pinned on the project. You can tell that when you're on a panel and you see people, we forgot extension, better have some website. So extension should be worked into every project. In fact, it should start with a lot of extension questions. We're talking about systems and subsystems approaches, which has not often been the case, now is. I said the logic model, and we're transdisciplinary. So we were out there a long time before people realized you got to get beyond biology, you got to get into social sciences, engineering, to solve the problems that stakeholders have. It's not just about your one-issue physiological problem. And I think the process itself, putting the SCRI together, working with our agencies, was really valuable. What have we got out of it? Visibility. In fact, on the way out, I was in Seattle Airport, and there's this petite woman standing there with a mom in tennis shoes. That's Senator Patty Murray. I was able to go up and say, Senator Murray, just good to see you. Thank you for your support. The SCRI has been particularly important to us. She knows what SCRI means. Amy talked to Debbie Stabenow. Amy Iozzoni talked to Debbie Stabenow, Senator Stabenow from Michigan, on the way out here in the airport. Same thing. Everybody knows what we can say SCRI now, and we don't have to spell it out. Specialty crops is what we're talking about and what we work on. No more of this minor bullshit. Sorry about that, but I don't apologize for stakeholders. Our external stakeholders, like the Farm Bill Alliance, like the Potato Council, Technology Roadmap, Grape and Wine Initiative, have been key in this process. Our regional state commodity commissions, ASHS, stepped up and played a role as a professional organization. And our policymakers now are engaged. So we have something that we didn't even have a thought of 10 years ago, and that's just where we're at right now. Our internal stakeholders, internally, we've built up our community. ARS scientists have been a critical part of nearly every project and have been leaders despite the constraints that were placed on them early on, and still with the overhead issues. Our land grants are getting together. Remember the first time we learned that Carnegie Mellon got land grant money to work on an SCRI project? We've kind of broken that paradigm too, so we're looking outside the usual coterie of land grant universities, and along that with that, private sector partners. The scientific community development has been extraordinary, so we're getting beyond the siloed areas, and I think our specialty crop communities are showing those other crops how to do things. Success to me is return on investment. We got the money. We got the funding. When I looked at the ASHS program this year, there were 92 hits on SCRI. Not all of them were a project, but most of them were projects funded by NIFA SCRI. Specialty crop block grant grant program, 34 hits, ORAI, 15 hits. Not all SCRI-based, but there is a synergy that's happening among these programs. We've got spin-off projects. Amy talked about them earlier. We have students and postdocs that are now repopulating the next generation that's going to replace all of us who are retiring in the next few years. It's exciting to see them. It's exciting to see this postdoc step into their careers. It's exciting to have research and extension community building within the Rosaceae, Cucurbitaceae, Umbelliferae, whatever. Pick out your EE, your botanical family, and we've got more cohesion and coherence in an era of declining resources. If we hadn't come together, we would have been a hell of a lot worse off now than if we hadn't 10 years ago. We actually talk to social scientists, although sometimes it's difficult when you're trying to cross the language barriers, and engineers are even worse, but now we know what Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4 means. And a lot of us in biology now realize you can't wait for 3 years to get a project report out. And we have national and international partners. SCRI is looked upon by our international partners with some degree of jealousy. We've got the kinds of resources they wish they had, and now in many cases they're really important and productive members of our projects. And that's what I have. I hope all of you are putting your ideas together for the next cycle of submissions, and I wish you and myself and my team the best of luck. Thank you.